BBC News. Hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. Voting is continuing into the night in the US Senate on whether to allow new evidence at the start of Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Democrats have put forward several motions to call witnesses and official documents. They've been repeatedly rejected by senators from Mr. Trump's Republican Party. Chris Buckler is in Washington.
You could argue it's also inevitable what the outcome of this will be, and what's the point of having an impeachment trial that is going to end up with President Trump not being removed from office, because you need a two-thirds majority and his Republican Party have a majority as it is. But Democrats have argued that it is important that they put this case out. They want to show that they are being stopped from bringing forward information from the White House, and indeed are not being able to speak to some of those who are at the centre of these allegations.
The Saudi authorities have dismissed media reports that the phone of the Amazon founder Jeff Bezos was hacked by the kingdom's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman. In a tweet, Saudi Arabia's embassy in Washington described the allegation in British and US newspapers as absurd. Grant Ferret reports.
This is an extraordinary story concerning two of the world's richest and most powerful men. The newspaper reports, quote, unnamed sources are saying the alleged hack began with a WhatsApp message from an account apparently belonging to Mohammed bin Salman in May 2018. It said that large amounts of data were then extracted from Jeff Bezos's phone. There's been no comment from the Amazon boss, who also owns the Washington Post newspaper. One of its journalists, Jamal Khashoggi, was murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul months after the alleged cyber attack.
The Israeli army has shot dead three Palestinians who it said had crossed into Israel from the Gaza Strip. It said troops opened fire after an explosive device was thrown at them. Riot police have clashed with protesters in the Colombian capital, Bogotá, as anti-government demonstrations resumed across the country. One report says 11 people, most of them police, were injured in the city, and nearly 100 arrests were made. Mass protests against the government of President Iván Duque began in November. Security cameras and drones are to be deployed at Machu Picchu in Peru after a group of foreign tourists damaged the site last week. The manager of the Incan ruin said 18 cameras would be installed. Five tourists have been deported over the incident and another fined nearly $2,000 after he admitted damaging the Temple of the Sun. Members of the group were also accused of defecating inside the site. More than 1 million people travel to the Peruvian Andes every year to visit Machu Picchu. It remains one of the most intact ruins from the Incan Empire. BBC News.